Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is our number two. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday afternoon. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
We have been talking technology, everything from the Kitchen and Bath Show. So this is a continuation of the last hour because there is so much to cover when you've got a million square feet of things to talk about.
But hey, if you missed the first hour, check out the podcast. It's on SoundCloud, iTunes, and even just recently put up on Spotify.
You got it. So anywhere out there, if you don't find it, send me an email. Yeah. Message us on our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. You can just do an instant message on there. Make sure you like and follow it. And all these things that we're talking about today, it's going to be up here anytime. It's probably up now because I should be, I'll have it here in a second. So as we talk, I'm going to try to put it up. So it's always tough when I'm doing radio, but that's kind of how we do it. So bear with it. If you don't see it, you'll see it in a couple of minutes. But here's the thing. There are so many crazy things when it comes to technology out there. But I'll tell you what, the one thing that I wanted to talk about is some crazy colors that I saw.
Yeah.
So there's a company out there, Schmeg, which sounds like some weird word.
Yeah.
But they are actually part, kind of owned by Bertazzoni Appliances. So let's go to Italy in our heads for a minute.
Okay.
So Bertazzoni is one of my favorite range manufacturers because they've got this cool vintage style. And they've got this cool, really calm vintage, really very well machined, a little industrial, a little classic. Think of an old porcelain wood fire stove from Italy. They kind of build their ranges around that classic stuff. They'll put in, you know, they'll have a Ferrari red one. They'll get crazy with it, but they'll do it. Now, Bertazzoni had this new Heritage series that they designed around that original 100-year-old range of theirs, and it is beautiful. They had a matte white, and they call it matte ivory, and then a matte black. Had a nice big dial on the front of it. It was sexy. I love that thing. Something I'd put in my house. It looks beautiful. It's got all the dials and knobs and normal stuff on there, but it's got that cool just Italian look to it.
That aesthetic.
Beautiful, yeah. You know, it's the classic Ferrari look to me. I like it. It looks awesome. So that's cool. Now, they came out. There's this Schmeg company out there, SMEG. I think it's kind of cool. They went over the top on appliances. They went Dolce & Gabbana over the top.
What? Well, the high-class designer.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to go to a place like Neiman Marcus and order yourself a fridge for $50,000, that's where you do it.
And you were showing me some of these. Like, these are out there, I guess I would say. I mean, they're really cool looking. I'm not bashing them by any means. They're really cool looking. Just something that we haven't seen in quite some time.
It's an acquired taste, but if you want to make that statement and doing that Italian-looking kitchen or any of that, you want to grab that bold statement.
It's the perfect piece for it.
It's the perfect piece for it, and you can get the range and the classic-style-looking refrigerator. You can make that kitchen look spectacular. Now, they do have a lot of other things. I like the juicer. I think the style of the juicer is probably the best, but they've got mixers and all these different things and the handheld appliances, which are going to be much more affordable than what a $50,000 refrigerator is, but I tell you what, beautiful, gorgeous, and about as bold gets.
I was going to say super colorful. They pop. You can't miss them when you walk into the kitchen.
That's not going to pop anymore without blowing up. I mean, it is next to having fire coming out of it. It's not going to pop any more than that. So super cool, super innovative. I like the design style for it. And again, when I was saying earlier that color's coming back, it's not coming back. It's here.
And it's in your face.
Yeah. And so I like that. That was really cool. So here's another thing, too, that I thought was kind of fun. I want to get into technology here real quick. I fell in love with a concept that Delta had. Now, Delta Brizo, these are common. I design a lot with Delta and Delta Brizo, depending on the client. Good, great products. I just did that whole mid-century project with Ryan on REF Construction, and it was all Brizo.
Wow.
We did Brizo on the whole thing. Worked perfectly. Meshed well with my Baldwin hardware that I used in there. Just super happy with it. Delta had, and this was absolutely amazing, they had an Alexa-controlled faucet that they were playing around with. And you go, oh, okay, who cares? It turns it off and on. No. You could sit there and say, Alexa, give me 1 cup of water. And it would dispense a perfectly measured cup of water.
Now, is it going to... So here's my thing. So if I have to stand there with the cup and then tell it to give me 1 cup of water, or is it going to, like, have a cup
No.
and fill it?
It's going to fill whatever you put there. So if you're mixing something, let's say you're cooking the kitchen, you got flour all over your hand, and you need 2.5 cups of water, you can come up, put that underneath there, and go, Alexa, give me 2.5 cups of water.
Okay.
And it's going to dispense it perfectly. Now they were playing around with temperature as well. Alexa, give me 2.5 cups of 100-degree water. Cool. Now here's the funny part. If you've got some mixture that you've put together off of the internet, because everybody gets their stuff, maybe you're on a cool English site, and you're like, hey, I need 100 milliliters of water, you can say, Alexa, give me 100 milliliters of water.
There you go.
Or a tablespoon. It'll give you all those things. Now, here's the other thing I thought was cool is you could pre-program it. And pre-programming it means you could sit there and pre-program it to fill up the exact level you wanted for your coffee.
That's what I said. Yeah, coffee pot in the morning.
Maybe you take that same water bottle and you're sitting there in front of the fridge all the time and you're messing it up by overfilling and underfilling, whatever. You can have it so it's metered. Maybe it's a baby's sippy cup. Who knows? So you could do all those things. I thought that was kind of innovative, especially if you're cooking and maybe you got chicken hands because you've been just doing the chicken and you haven't washed your hands yet. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Or maybe you want to have Alexa turn on the water so that you can wash your hands.
Yeah, all those things. So...
Now, you did say something this hadn't occurred to me, but you said one word there, and it makes a lot of sense now to me. You said baby, sippy cups, the temperature. You can make sure the water's not too hot or anything like that, that it's perfect for the sensitive mouth of young children.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things with that I go, huh, okay, there's some use to that. I'm not into making technology there just to make technology there, but I'm like, all right, that'll kind of work. Yeah. And then their sister company, Brizo, which is kind of their luxury line, they had, which I saw down in Palm Springs, they had their limited edition concrete faucets. These were handcrafted out of concrete and made to work like a regular faucet. So they're a little Flintstones-esque, but they were kind of cool. And each one's made a little bit differently because they're handmade.
Yeah.
So they've got, I think, 500 a piece that they're doing of each wow. run. But if you had that contemporary house that fit into, oh, concrete faucet, yeah. And they said they had to do a ton of testing on that. So with that ton of testing, and they had to go through and put it through the paces of all the rest of their faucets, because you can't just come out with a concrete faucet and go, oh, I hope that works. They drop stuff on it. They dropped, you know, what happens if we drop a glass on it? What happens? Because you don't want it to bust.
No.
Especially if you've got high water pressure on it. You want to make sure it's not going to fail.
They're probably spending a lot of money on these handcrafted faucets.
There are. And that you're going to spend the money on those things. It's not going to be inexpensive, but you know something? It's there. And if you want to use it, sometimes when you get into these projects, especially if it's a powder room or things like that, doesn't matter. You're trying to make a statement. There's not a better way to make a statement than with a concrete Absolutely. Faucet. So you never see those things. So that was kind of cool. And again, there was just a ton of cool little things like that with vintage stuff, as well as before we go out to break, I want to talk about this because we're going to talk about this in the next segment. There's a huge push to smaller appliances.
Okay.
So let's say you've got a regular 30-inch range. That's your typical range you're going to see out there for everybody. Here's the cool part. They're making 24-inch ranges and back to 18-inch dishwashers. So if you've got a tiny home or that little tiny micro apartment, you can fit some luxury stuff in there, and you're not stuck with that entry-level, low-end stuff. So we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and I want to take your calls, too. Give us a call just as soon as Around the House returns. So tell me, welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single Saturday. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
Hey, we've been talking some technology and stuff. I want you to call in right now while you're listening to the show, because we're going to be talking paint next week, and I want to have you call into our 24/7 number, because especially if you've got paint questions or if you've got any other things, I don't care if you've got maybe that toilet problem or you've got a sink, or maybe you've got some frozen pipes you're trying to figure out because we've had some rough weather all around the Radio Northwest Network, or all of you listening out on the podcast out there. All of you guys out there have been battling weather, because I tell you what, when I was in Vegas, it was snowing. It's snowing in Vegas, snowing a lot of other places too. So give us a call at 503-521-7072. That's 503-521-7072. I don't care if you're listening to the podcast and it's Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can call right now.
You're not waking anybody up. Or you can text.
You can text us too. So either way. And you can take a look at all the different things we've been doing here in the show. It's up on Facebook, Round the House with Eric G. Or you can just go in there if you're not liking and following us. Where you been? At ATHKXL is where you're going to find that. And that's the easy way to get onto social media with us. And then you can see kind of some of the other stuff we're doing. So now let's talk about one of my favorite subjects. Outdoor kitchens.
Absolutely. We're coming into good weather. Time to get on it.
Exactly. So let's get this weather out of our head and think about springtime, cooking outdoors, having a good time.
Barbecue, family, barbecue. Friends.
Absolutely. Here's a couple things that stuck in my head when I was down there. I ended up meeting with Danver and Brown and Jordan Outdoor Kitchens. These guys make more of the... They do residential stuff, don't get me wrong, but they also have stuff for condo projects, apartment complexes, that kind of stuff. So they can build efficient, affordable outdoor kitchen stuff. Design-wise, they dialed this in. And for an affordable price, too, which I like. So, I mean, I like they have a horizontal grain. So the grain on the front of the outdoor kitchen pieces, which are, of course, made out of stainless steel. It's made to look like wood, but it's got a finish on it. It goes horizontally through it. So it's got this cool designer look to it. Really cool stainless steel drawers, things like that. They're going to hold up outside. These things are bulletproof. So I was impressed by that. It's like, how do I make that fit in my house?
And these will survive the elements, right?
Yeah, it's designed. It's designed for Northwest type living. I mean, it's designed for everything from being down in Arizona to Minnesota.
Wow.
It'll take either one. Now, most people are dialing these things in where they've got a covered patio, they've got heaters. You know, a lot of these things aren't getting absolutely brutalized in the weather, but they'll take it.
Well, and you're probably, well, let's be honest, you're probably not out using the outdoor kitchen when it's 20 degrees outside.
Here's one thing, exactly, but here's the thing. I found some interesting facts from Brown Jordan because they were talking about it in the booth. These were interesting. According to Zillow, homes with outdoor kitchens sell for nearly 25% more than expected. Thought that was an interesting one. Out of 4 million homes nationwide that sold between January 2016 and December of 2017, these outdoor features, amenities, and design styles made the largest impact on the sale price of a home.
Like that was the selling point for
the buyer.
That
was the push that got them over there. And then CNN Money and About.com and, of course, Remodeling Magazine support that outdoor kitchens nationally return 100% to 200% of the improvement cost. Adding that, as with any home improvement, the ROI formula works, providing you design and build a kitchen that is proportional to the home value and location. So if you've got a $400,000 home and you spend $200,000 on an outdoor kitchen, probably not going to get that back. But if it's proportional, It's going to be a great return on investment because you almost have to think of that outdoor kitchen and living space as an addition to the home.
Well, and for anyone who may be new to around the house, this is one of our favorite topics is cost versus value. Are you going to be able to get a return on your project?
And I'm waiting for the new ones to come out on that because we've had a huge jump this last year with expenses on labor and tariffs and materials. Yeah. So as soon as that comes back out again for Modeling Magazine, we're going to dive back into that again. But I thought those were some interesting tips. I was like, wow.
Sounds like an outdoor kitchen might be a good project. If you're looking to sell, and I mean, even if
heck, enjoy it first.
Well, absolutely. But if the value's, you know, not necessarily, that could be the selling point for your buyer.
Absolutely. Hey, join us in the conversation. 503-521-7072 is the new number here. 503-521-7072. So go over to Around the House with Eric G right now because I'm just posting up Heston Ranges. Now, Heston Outdoor Cooking is an amazing new brand of appliances out there. And I'm going to talk about another new brand out when we're done with outdoor kitchens that I thought was interesting. But here's the thing. Heston, and I put up a little bit last year on them. This is, how do I put it? This is the Aston Martin of cooking and outdoor cooking.
This is high class.
High class. James Bond stylish kind of things.
Something everybody wants.
Everybody wants. They have these really nice ranges for cooking. One thing I liked about them is, so you think of that big professional, like, knurled metal handle.
Mm-hmm.
They have the oven controls in a little flat LCD screen in the handle that's flattened off. So you can actually control it with your finger right there as you're opening the door.
That's crazy.
Crazy cool. But now they have islands. So they have them for professional kitchens. Now these islands are, and again, I didn't measure them. They're probably, you can see in the picture there, it's probably 6x10, 6x12. It is a massive island with cooktops and steamers and everything you need. Sinks, dishwashers, the whole thing, all in one spot.
Now, I know we don't have a whole lot of time left here in this segment. We're coming up on a break here in a little bit. But my issue, so I know I've done an outdoor kitchen before, and it's up against a wall, which makes it fairly, you know, feasible for hooking up electric. When you're doing an island like that, that's a little bit more of a complicated project, isn't it?
It is. You got to bring electrical and plumbing in many cases. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to just put it down through the ground and bring it up to the concrete and do that. So this can be used in, they have it for commercial kitchens, where you're going to use it and see it. They have it in residential kitchens, and they have outdoor kitchens. The outdoor kitchen stuff, they had an amazing, got to look for the pictures because I can't do it justice explaining it. It was about a 10-foot run, had outlets in the backsplash, it had a trash can built into it, and it had this amazing bar for you to put probably a dozen of your closest friends for that afternoon party. Speaking of afternoon party, thanks for joining us here. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about KBiz 2019 just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
You know, we've been talking outdoor kitchens here, and we, you know, it really flies into the summertime that people think about outdoor kitchens. Just that, summer. You can do these in most cases in the U.S. If you design them correctly, you can use them almost all the time. And that's the fun part with outdoor kitchens, that you can really design a space that's an incredible living space that with heaters and things like that, when you use it, you can make it comfortable. And until you get below zero out there, it doesn't make any sense. But even into the 30s and 40s, if you design it correctly, it can still be an enjoyable space.
You could look at it as an extension of your living room.
Absolutely, and it should be. Hey, why don't you give us a call, 503-521-7072. That's our 24/7 access line to Around the House with Eric G., and we'll put you on next week's show. Now, here's the thing. When you're talking outdoor kitchens, I wanted to talk about this because, you know, Dan, you brought this up as a good question. How do I even do an outdoor kitchen? It's not a crazy project to do, but it is a little bit of work. So what you need to think about when you're doing outdoor kitchens is you're actually doing a space that is an extension of that living room, but you're going to need, depending on what you do out there, you're going to need maybe gas for your barbecue.
Yeah.
If you're doing gas. Ventilation is a key, because if you're going into a covered area and you've got a barbecue, you don't want to be smoking up all that beautiful ceiling you put in that covered area. So you need to think of a vent hood out there. And then you need to think about water, because if you're going to have water and stuff out there,
you probably should have a sink or something.
Yeah, you should. If not, that runs into its own problem. So, because if you've got a sink outside and you've got temperatures that get below freezing, if you're in the Northwest and we get these 20 degree nights, better plan for that.
Yeah.
That could be its own problem. And then refrigeration, you got to be careful with too. You don't just put any refrigerator out there, because you need to have a refrigerator that's not going to freeze up out there too. Because when it goes through defrost mode, you can jack that thing up if it's already below freezing.
Also, if you live anywhere near wildlife, you're going to want to make sure that thing stays shut.
Correct. So these are all things that you kind of have to think about when you're designing them out. But, you know, it can easily be done. And you can actually get that space going out there pretty good and not have a problem with it. So just think about that. You got to think about your area that you're building it. What are your temperature swings? You know, if you've got sun coming in, you need to control that. If you've got wind, you might want to design and control that. There are different ways to deal with things like that. I've seen the twisted coil wire that can go up as a screen. Kind of think of a fireplace screen.
Okay.
Now, they actually make them here in Portland. There's a company that makes them. I'm not going to give them out right now, but if you want to email me, ath@kxl.com, I'll get you the information on that. They make those big screens. And they can go up. I saw them a few years ago, probably 4 years ago, on the Parade of Homes. And the cool thing with that is that they will actually go through and build these screens. Now, they actually use them as screens for keep the wind down a little bit. It'll keep the sun a little bit, but still keep the air going through there. And then the other thing that's cool with this that I really like is that they'll keep anything from blowing in there. They actually use them as blast screens, too.
Okay.
So embassies and stuff, they do it. But cool stuff. You can use those in your outdoor kitchen to screen off an area, maybe keep the heat in a little bit. It'll help reflect some of that back in there, keep some of the wind down. There's a lot of cool things with that. That's another cool little tip. Now, as far as outdoor living goes, there was some cool things. So TimberTech decking, I was impressed with. Why? They have a bunch of new colors out. What I like about their decking system, and again, none of these guys are paying me to do this. These are just things that got my eye. I like totally 100% composite decking surfaces that don't have wood in them, because they tend to do better in our climate.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to hold up better, and when they're PVC wrapped or wrapped with the plastics that they use, you don't have as many problems. Like the problems that I had with, for instance, older Trex, and I'm not going to just bash Trex. I like the product. But some of the issues I had with their older products is that I'd be cooking on my barbecue, I'm flipping the burgers, flipping around, I go to walk off and I got a little bit of meat juice still on that spatula. If it hit the deck surface, it would stain it like it would a shirt.
And you're not getting
that. You got oil in there. Maybe it'll wash out eventually, but I didn't like those things. I didn't like that cleanability. And then I don't like products that fade. Because if I've got, let's say in the summertime, I've got an ottoman out there and you know, different tables, and then I move them off for the wintertime to put them away to keep them safe. I don't like having the pattern of that on my deck for the wintertime. It just makes it look worse.
But you get to tell where everything goes come springtime.
It does.
To put it all back
in
place.
It's all in the exact same place. You better put it back in the same place because it looks like you didn't do it. So that's the key. But one of the things that I liked about this that was cool was they came out with wider deck boards.
Okay.
Like 8 inches wide.
Not the typical, was it four to six?
Or six or whatever out there. They come out with eights. Now, the designer in me goes, oh, I want to mix up a combination of four, six, and eights to vary that pattern across there.
To give it a new kind of look.
Kind of a new kind of look.
That would look cool.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that. Put it up on the Facebook page sometime.
Absolutely. Now, there's a guy I met that is in the Northwest. I didn't even realize he's here. So all you deck people out there that like to build decks, you want to see something and want to learn, there's a guy that I met this last week via Skip and Allison. If you want to see something funny here, well, this was 2 weeks ago. I met Dr. Dex. And this guy is like your doctorate-level deck builder.
He knows the ins and outs, everything you would need to know.
Impressive. I mean, I've just been following this guy for a couple weeks now. Holy smokes. We're going to get him on the show because I want to talk to him about this expert level. I mean, he's doing the radius boards on the deck. So you've got a radius seating area with lights underneath it.
Ooh.
I mean, it's next level
ambience.
Stuff. Yeah, he's a pro, and I really appreciate pros. And he just lives up in Tacoma. So
right up the street.
He's just right up the street from all of us. So I like that. So I'm like, okay, we got to bring him back in for that kind of stuff. So I was impressed. So that's one of the things that I thought was kind of cool is on that outdoor design, man, there's a lot you can do with that. So that was another thing. Plus, I'll be honest, there was a ton of stuff that was from window and door manufacturers. DuPont had some really cool stuff from Tyvek for different, you know, Tyvek is the house wrap that everybody sees, but there's different layers now. They've even got a roofing material for keeping the water from going, moisture coming through the roof. So you'd put that down instead of felt paper. They have textured Tyvek now that helps the rain and moisture fall off the building. So if it comes through the siding or it comes through that, like if you've got a shingle siding, you can put that up and it keeps the airflow going through behind it. So there's a lot of technical aspects of just the different house wraps now. And we need more of that. And that's what's kind of cool with that is that there's a lot of different things that are going to help you, one, keep your house healthy. But more importantly, it's going to keep the moisture from getting in there and causing mold on the inside. So that was kind of cool stuff, too, that I was like, oh, wow, that was neat.
Sounds like we've got some big steps that we're taking here in 2019.
We do, as well as I've got some new technology stuff that I'm going to bring on. I'm going to test it first, so I'm not going to bring it out just yet and talk about it. But I've got a couple new complete home technology things that they're going to send me some stuff. I'm going to do some reviews and test it because I'll be honest, there's 100 different technology things out there for home systems, and I want to see how it works and how it meshes with mine because, I mean, I've got the Ring doorbell, the Nest. I've got the Ratio sprinkler timer. I've got the Alexa running my lights through Lutron. I've got all these different technology things. I want to see how they all work together.
I was going to say, do they talk to each other?
Not yet.
But
I've been waiting so I can test it. I've been waiting for it to kind of get through this last season. I've purposely been dragging my feet because I wanted to really test some of the new stuff. I know it'll work with the other stuff, but I thought, you know, I want to test it, play with it good, make sure that we're set to go. Because I want to give some honest reviews about that because everybody, oh, this is great. I don't want great. I want it to work seamlessly. And I want to be able to use it anywhere in my house. So that's one of the big pieces that we're going to test through. And I want to make sure that it's cool before you guys get to play with it. Because there's a ton of new stuff coming out. And I want to make sure it plays together. And I'll start getting into appliances later on this year. And there's a lot of new things coming up. We're going to show them to you this season of Around the House with Eric J.
Well, and I think this the whole tech, like we're talking about, you know, home automation systems, that's going to move a lot quicker than I think a lot of people expect it to.
It's moving fast. It's just like, you know, seeing automated cars driving around in Vegas. They're here. A lot of this stuff is here. So, hey, give us a call, 503-521-7072. We're going to wrap this show up just as soon as Around the House returns. Time to go and a short time to get there. It's the last segment of the show. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Thanks for joining us today. If you missed the show, don't worry. Don't fret. It's all on the interweb as a podcast. Hey, join us in the conversation. 503-521-7072 is the new number here. 503-521-7072. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
We're having fun here in the studio today. Thanks for joining us because we've been talking technology. We've been talking about all those things that made up Kitchen and Bash Show for 2019.
And everything that you can look forward to over the next, throughout 2019.
Yeah, and getting into 2020 because these things, some of these things will get released now. They'll get released what they call third quarter, fourth quarter. These things are all coming out. And so a lot of cool things this year. And I just wanted to say thanks to all the different companies at KBiz, NKBA, and all those guys that put this show together. It is absolutely amazing, all the different products that you could see. I mean, you got to imagine this as you're walking around, and I'll have some better videos edited up here over the next few weeks. I just haven't had a chance to get to them. But I did a tour of on Facebook Live just last week when I was there. I did a Facebook Live version of decor appliances, went through and had some fun with them one morning. It was so busy. It was hard to take a lot of pictures because there were so many people in these little booths. I mean, they're the size of your house, but you know, there was a ton of people. So the last day I got a lot of video and stuff that I've got to put together, but there were so many great technology things coming forward. There are a lot of things that just were there, quite frankly, maybe that's going to make life easier and save you money. And I like that.
Convenience.
A lot of convenience, you know, and it fit into the styles. Baldwin Hardware has a really cool lock coming out. It's a digital lock that is small. It's sexy. It's got a little digital control screen on it, so you don't have buttons to push when you put in your code, but you can sit there and hit those buttons. And here's the thing that I love that they thought about. When you push the buttons on it, so it's an LCD screen, you have to put a different code in the first time. So let's say you have a passcode that's 5555. I'm making something up. Well, if you came up and looked at that LCD screen and looked at it, you could see fingerprints where
on
the 5
that one
was.
Number.
So what do? They make you push a random number every time. So when you come up, it could say, you know, it could come up and light up the 1-2. For you to activate it, you hit the 1-2. Or maybe the 9-0
and
whatever.
And then put in the code.
So it's going to mess with that to keep you from creating a habit of touching that number every time and somebody coming up and fogging it up. Hey, it's one of these four number combinations. What is it? 3 or whatever number you set up. So kind of cool. I thought that was an awesome additional little thing of, okay. And those things can be handy too. And I know we're going to have to run out of time here, but those things are handy too, because if you've got a housekeeper or a babysitter or somebody coming over to grab stuff, you can give people temporary codes. You can unlock the door for them at the Ring doorbell. You can hit the Ring doorbell and walk up and, let me let you in. Click and you've unlocked the door and let someone in. So you get actually more control than maybe just having a key box in the front of your house.
Well, and that also keeps you from compromising your security in the future. By
Correct.
Giving out a temporary code, you're not giving them your permanent code.
Or a key, you know? Not that hard to go up there and knock that front key off the lockbox off somebody's house, walk around the corner, bust it open to the rock, and get into the house. Those things can happen. Here, you're going to make a much bigger deal breaking and entering, and I like that because those are things that kind of take care of those things that will really, you know, make things more secure. And I'm all about making it more secure. And I think you're going to see that with technology as well, where things get smarter, as alarm systems and things like that, to make things more secure. You know, just like healthy homes, we're going to see more of that stuff coming out as well. And that's important. You know, that's important. So head over to Around the House with Eric G, because you're going to see on our Facebook page, which is at ATHKXL, you're going to see a lot of the products we talked about today. And then I want you to make sure that you give us a call here, because we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up ahead. And coming up ahead, we've got my friend Robin Daly from Daly's Paints coming in, and we'll be doing that. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. My thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. Give us a call at 503-521-7072 for all your questions 24/7 to our hotline. We'll put you on the show. Most of all, though, I want to thank you for listening. I want you to join us next week, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2019. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast and all the shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio. We're hanging in the stereo. All over the radio with you. Anyway, all the wind blows. Anyway,
we have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.